34, Psalms the 34th division. Let's go to Psalms 37. I've been feeding on both those psalms today. Let's go to Psalms 37, Psalm of David. Let me tell you something. If you ever are having a slow or difficult day, either Psalms 37 or 73 will get you through. It'll pull you up, pull you out. Psalms 37 or 73. You can't read those psalms seriously, and maybe reread them a time or two, without a lightning rod of God just getting into your spirit. What I'd like to share this evening is, you know, how to walk in victory every day. I don't have time to minister on everything that's here in Psalms 37, but I do want to share with you some things that God has made real to my heart. It's just basic. I keep saying this, but you know, I'm so on track in what I'm saying. I thank God for every new insight and every new kind of revelation, or, you know, new insight, I guess is the good word to say, because there's really nothing new under the sun. Amen. We just keep discovering wonderful things. But what I see among church people today, we need the basics. I mean, that's where people miss it. I mean, the very basic things that you ought to know so well. If you've been hanging out here for a while, you've heard it from A to Z. This church is not void of the Word of God. I mean, we swing the bat from the left, we swing it from the right, and you hear the Word of God preached in this house, and you've heard it preached from some of the most powerful preachers and teachers in the ministry, if you've been here, especially over a period of time. But this is one of those golden portions of God's Word. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither is the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. If they're, of course, in line with God's word. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Just rest assured, evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. And verse 10, I could just dwell on that for a message tonight. For yet a little while. See, Satan will say it's going to be a long while. Satan will say it'll never come to pass. You know, you can't get there from here, but yet a little while. We're talking about time tonight. You can throw your watch away. Well, you won't take it with you in the rapture anyway. You won't even need an hourglass up there. Just time shall be no more. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Well, I mean, this whole thing is so good. Where do you start and where do you stop? But, and I love all of it. And then you go, come down to verse 25. I've been young. And I'll translate it like this. Now I'm a little bit older. Yet have I not seen. I haven't seen it. I have not seen God's righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Let's just pull up a few of these golden nuggets tonight. How to win every day. How to win every day. As I said earlier on in the service, we've got eternity aced out. Amen. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. And the moment we draw our last breath, we go to be with the Lord. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. But where the battle is in the nasty now and now, people, circumstances, time doesn't always treat us as fairly as we think it should. But the very first admonition here in Psalms 37 said, fret not thyself. Don't do it to yourself. Only you can stop it. No one can lay hands on you and stop you from fretting. You'll cool it for a moment under the anointing, but you'll pick it right back up on the way up to the back door. Fret not. In fact, it's three times, verse 1, verse 7, verse 8. Fret not thyself. Fret not thyself. Fret not thyself. Why does it say three times in just a short period of time in verses? Because we, all of us, fret too much. Amen. Praise God. Fret not. How do you win every day? Well, first of all, you stop fretting. When you catch yourself fretting, you say, stop it. No. Quit it. In Jesus' name, self, get a grip here. Fret not. I'm fretting about something. Man, I've had some things to fret about this week. Have you had anything to fret about? You know, preachers aren't excluded from these things. And it'll go on and on and on if you let it. And sometimes I have to re-remind myself to tell myself, stop it. We're not going to fret on this. Amen. We're not going to fret on this. Well, how in the world can you stop fretting? Well, if you didn't ask it, you should have, but the very next admonition there is, fret not thyself because of evildoers. And verse 3 said, trust in the Lord. What are you trusting in tonight? Who are you trusting in? Are you trusting in the political system? Are you trusting in Wall Street? Are you trusting, you know, as a pastor, man, you got to just walk in love. You really do. I mean, you could write an encyclopedia on people that you trusted in, and they let you down. And you thought, I remember a prophecy that a dear brother gave in this church, and I've seen my share of that come to pass. You know, you say, oh, Lord, not them. No, you got to be kidding, not them, you know. But you got to come back to the fret not, and then trust in the Lord. Don't trust in your best friend not to fail. You understand what I'm saying? Thank God for good friends. But, I mean, your ultimate trust should not be in a person or even in your companion. We're all human. We love one another. And sure, I'm not talking about we distrust them, and that's not what I'm saying. But we're not each other's gods. I'm not Joy's God and she's not my God. She's a precious woman of God. But we know the true and the living God, and our life is committed to the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll never forsake you. He'll never leave you, never forsake you. He'll never throw you a curve. He'll never disappoint you. Amen. He's never disappointed anyone. Never disappointed anyone. So, fret not. Okay, how you walk in victory every day? Fret not. Number two, trust only. Trust only. I didn't say trust. I said trust only. Trust only in the Lord. Trust only in the Lord. Only. Nothing else will work. Nothing else will do. Then it goes further, and, you know, I just love the language of God's word. Trust in the Lord. Then what, Lord? Do good. Do the right thing. Oh, Lord, you hit me a low blow there. Now, I've forgiven them, and I'm trusting in you, but I don't know whether I want to do right or not. Amen. Do good. Do good. Now, what does that mean? Do the right thing. I know it's simple, but it is practical. What would Jesus do? Well, what Jesus would do is in the Bible. That's why you need, it's in the book. That's why you need to read the Word of God. That's why we sing it. That's why we preach it. That's why we teach it. Just do the right thing. Do right regardless of what other people do. Do right regardless of what other people do. That's a decision that we all have to make. Well, I did wrong because they did wrong. Two wrongs don't make a right, Mama taught me a long time ago. Two wrongs don't make a right. Do right regardless of people or circumstances. I'm going to tell you, the last few days and weeks and months, I've seen some things come around that God has brought in decisions that I made. I don't say that every decision's perfect or the best or whatever, but decisions that I've made to do the right thing, decisions that I've made to love in spite of whatever, decisions I've made to keep on forgiving by faith. Just do the right. There's really no other way to go. I can't afford for my prayers not to be answered. How about you? Anybody got so many brownie points with God, you can afford to be tacky for a bit, you know? No. Do the right thing regardless of what someone else does. I mean, I've just come to the place where I realize a pastor's got a big bullseye on him. If you pastor, you've got a big bullseye on you. And it's amazing how many times that bullseye is hit. But you know what you got to do? You got to keep your Superman cape on. And you got to keep forgiving. I don't agree with everything that everybody does by a long shot. But keep on doing the right thing. I could tell you no less than 6 major miracles that I have seen in my life in people and other people and in a variety of situations of things that I chose years ago to do the right thing. I chose years ago, I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to do what I see in the Word of God is right. Amen. There's times we... In decisions, when we had that Jesus hippie youth revival back there, man, there was no love lost with the church community and that group of young people and what was going on. I mean, boy, the criticisms were flying thick and fast. I mean, people thought I'd lost my mind. But I knew I was on the right track. And I did what God bid me to do. You know, I could name a variety of situations. When we had the revival in 93, I had people say, it's going to ruin your church. I said, if it can ruin the church, it needs to be ruined. We need to resurrect something else here. Amen. We needed revival. And we need revival right now. We need revival right now. We all need a higher level of Jesus manifested. We have him, but we need a higher level of Jesus manifested in our life. I want to see a higher level of the Holy Spirit manifested in our church in 2016. And it's coming. Praise the Lord. And while the trend is away from the Holy Spirit, the trend is away from gathering together. This church bucks major trends in religion, and it has for a long time. That doesn't make me a great saint. It just makes me an obedient saint to the Word of God. I'm going to do what's right. I'm going to do what I see in God's Word. Hallelujah. Jesus is right. Salvation is right. Altar calls are right. The Holy Ghost is right. Healing is right. Hallelujah. Deliverance is right. Forgiveness is right. And outreach is right. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just do the right thing. Do the right thing. Well, everybody on my job cheats. You be the person that's honest. Well, everybody around me lies about things. Well, that's their problem. Don't make it your problem. I mean, you don't answer. You answer to God. We answer. And I'm not talking about being belligerent or disobedient or whatever, but I mean, no matter what other people do, you do what's right. If I know what's right, I want to do that. Praise God. All right, so how to walk, win every day. We fret not. Shut up, self. Settle down. You're not going to drive me crazy. Trust only. The way you stop fretting is trust. I trust in the Lord. I choose to trust in the Lord. I don't know how. I don't know when. I don't know why. I don't know. But I just know if I trust and I do not doubt, he will surely bring me. We used to sing that when I was a little boy growing up in church years ago. Take your burdens to the Lord. Amen. Do the right thing. Now here's a fourth one that is so precious. Delight thyself in the Lord. Make God, or in other words, make God your everything. Make God your everything. Hallelujah. Don't make things your everything. Don't make people your everything. Don't make situations or whatever. Make God your everything. Delight thyself in the Lord. This goes far beyond the power of positive thinking. You delight in the Lord. My delight is in the Lord. Hallelujah. What makes me happy is the Lord. You remember precious people that stood here happy? Jesus makes me happy. That precious couple of them, gone on to be with the Lord. Gone on to be with the Lord. The Himite family, you know. But the family was here. They've gone on to be with the Lord. They're happy up there. They were happy down here. Now they're happy up there. Delight thyself in the Lord. What are you laughing about? Well, it beats the alternative. You going to cry or laugh? There's a time to cry, but you understand what I'm saying. Delight yourself. Just stop it and say what Pastor Bob Nichols said. Thank God that things are as good as they are and they're getting better every day. Thank God that things are as good as they are. You say, oh, things can get worse. Oh, yeah, they can get worse. Yeah. Delight thyself in the Lord. What is your rejoicing? Who is what you rejoice in? Oh, thank God. Delight thyself in the Lord. Well, there's another one here. Commit. Commit thy way unto the Lord. That means chart a straight course and stay on it. Commit. You're not veering to the right or to the left. You chart a straight course and you stay with it. Some people have said, how in the world have you held steady over these years since 1964, be 51 and a half years almost here? I set my sight and I won't get off of it. I see it in the spirit. I see things for this church. Every major breakthrough we've had, I saw it first in the spirit. And it looked totally impossible. It looked like it would never come to pass. And sometimes people messed it up and muddied the water, and you think, well, will it ever? But you get a vision, and you lock into it in faith, believing the Lord's going to lead me out. The Lord's going to lead me through. I can't be affected. I can't be affected by what I hear. Can't be affected by what I see. Can't be affected by what's around me. I'm only moved by the word of God, the promises of God. I am moved by the promises of God. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Man, his wife having trouble one day. I said, well, are you committed to your marriage? He said, I said, you're right. You weenie, you. No marriage going to work like that. Are you committed to your church? It's not going to work for you. Amen. Ask an airplane pilot. You committed to flying that thing? If you're not, you're sticking in the ground like a dart. Isn't that right, pilot? Two pilots sitting there on the front row. Commit thy way. The pieces never fit until you commit. The pieces never fit until you commit. You've got to commit. Praise God. Well, praise God, we're making some progress here. We're walking in victory every day because we're learning to fret not, to trust only in the Lord, to do the right thing regardless of what anybody else does, to delight thyself in the Lord, make God your everything, and to commit thy way unto the Lord. Pieces, they never fit until you commit. Now here's another one. It said, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Rest. Boy, that's something Americans don't do very well, do we? Learn to just get off the freeway of crazy. Rest. Rest. A book, I don't even remember what the title was. I just years ago. But this man kept talking about his garden. And he said the way he would overcome would be in his garden. And someone got curious about that, and they knew where he lived, and the fence wasn't real high, and so they thought, he doesn't have. What about this man, his garden? And so they kind of got a ladder and peeped over into his garden. His garden wasn't very big. All it was a chair and a little fountain and some flowers and just a little bit of space. And he was just praising the Lord. That was his garden. It's not how big your garden is, it's how big your God is. See, he was beaming up. He was beaming up. It doesn't take a big garden, it just takes a God garden. You can touch God from a very small space. It's a thing of the heart. It's a thing of the faith. Rest. You know the old thing of take a deep breath and count to 10. You say, oh, that's childish. It's because you haven't tried it in a long time. You're too smart for your own good. Come on, let's try it. Your body said, thank you. I'm tired of running uptight. Hallelujah. Rest in the Lord. Oh, when that light's going to turn green, green, green. Hey, just rest. 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 Came down from the hospital area where my dear, almost lifelong friend had just gone home to be with the Lord. And I started not to. I thought, well, I don't need to do anything. I was just sitting in the parking lot. I didn't want to do anything for a while. And I punched the radio on, and so help me God, there were about six songs that were just perfect. Perfect. One after another. No one was talking. They were just playing. Thank God they weren't talking. They were just playing. And nobody's talking. They were just playing. And there had to be six. There might have been even eight songs. I thought, I've never heard this many good songs in a row. Usually you hear a good one or two, and then you get something that is not that significant. But, I mean, every one of them were Christ-exalting. They were faith-building. They were strengthening. They were edifying. Amen. And I just believe maybe God had an angel just reset in that studio. Of course, they knew I'd be sitting in a car. And I'm just sitting there praising God. My first thought was, get out and go and do home. I said, whoa. I just said, I'm going to rest in the Lord here for a few moments. Hallelujah. 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 I think the last one before I finally turn tomorrow, I'm a soul on fire. I say, woo, here we go, boy. It's time to burn rubber now, man. Watch out, little Corvette. This navigator's going to eat you up, boy. Amen. If only in my dreams. Hallelujah. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Hey, you're looking better already. You're looking better already, and there's no other offering to give. Heaven care, not Medicare, is taking care of you right now. Amen. Rest in the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus said after that, so why are you so fearful? Well, hush. Just be quiet. Peace be still. Rest in the Lord. And, oh, here it is. It's like the writings of the Apostle Paul. You know, did you ever notice Paul he'd be on a round of teaching, and I mean, he's just pouring it in. And you think, well, he said everything he can say about law or righteousness or whatever, and then he'll come and hit you again. See, that's a teacher. They just keep hitting you. They just keep coming back with truth. They just load you up on truth, give you a chance to get your breath, and here they come again. Hallelujah. Praise God. Fret not thyself. There it is again. I believe God meant what he said and said what he meant. Amen. Amen. Verse 8, fret not thyself in any wise. Come on, God, give me a little break here. Fret not thyself in any wise. With anyone, with anything. You know what I don't like about this message tonight? I've got to live it. I know just as soon as I say amen, I've got to start living it. But I'm committed. I will. I'll be preaching to myself half a night. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Fret not thyself in any wise. You know, it even said up in verse 7, fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. How come he lives in a better house, drives a better car, makes more money, and I'm a tither and I'm a giver? Hush, you don't even know what you're talking about. Thank God you're born again. Every sin is forgiven. Heaven's your home. Folks, really, in the final analysis of it, I know there's days that are more difficult than others, but we are blessed coming in. We're blessed going out. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed in the morning. We're blessed in the evening. We're blessed on our best day. We're blessed on our worst day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just don't fret. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, because you see, you know how you do evil, you know how you mess yourself up, you start fretting and then you start doing evil. I didn't say you stole something or shot somebody, but you start getting out of the Word and into the flesh and thinking, that stinking thinking, and then it affects your tongue. You got hoof and mouth disease. And then you wonder why things got so bad all of a sudden. Fret not thyself. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, if God's word is established in your heart, your steps shall not slide. If God's word is established in your heart, your steps shall not slide. Some of those old songs, it's amazing how I get instant recall in my memory. I've heard them from a child up. But so many of those songs, they weren't all embalmed in unbelief. There's some very strong, good songs that probably we need to revise a little bit and sing a little more often because we haven't heard them in a long time. But I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. That's Psalms 1. Set the music. I shall not be. I will not be. I won't be. I refuse to be. Hallelujah. Praise God. I shall not be. I shall not be moved. Just like a tree planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet, if you will. Well, you know the best part about this message tonight? It's true. I said this message is true. My name is Pastor Bob Nichols, and I thoroughly endorse the message that I've preached tonight. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.